in the summertime, if you leave your screen door open and you have a light on in here, pretty soon you'll see a lot of things flying around. What would they be?
Just bugs, I guess. Yeah. Night bugs.
Mm-hmm. Well, during the summer, you store your winter clothes, especially your woolen things.
Millers, we call those a lot of times around.
Well, when you store your clothes in the summertime, you want to protect them from
mold. Mm-hmm.
And that would be plural. One of them would be a
mold.
Mm-hmm. Now, yes, we have lightning bug. Do you ever call lightning bugs fireflies?
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you say would be more common?
Lightning bug. Very much so.
Now, in the summertime, bees start coming out again. Excuse me, and they sting, of course, but there are some other things that sting also. What are some of them?
Well, hornets will sting.
Okay. About how large is a hornet, would you say?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to get close enough to find out.
What else do you have?
Well, honeybees, bumblebees, we call them, you know.
Do you have anything like a hornet that also stings?
Yes, a hornet will sting.
Mm-hmm. But anything else besides a hornet? What do you call everything a hornet that isn't a bee? What about wasp?
Yes, wasps.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been called mud daubers too. We call those.
Okay. And now then, do you know what? Sometimes the fishermen use little wee fish for bait. What do you call those?
Minnows. Minnows.
Okay. Now. Say you get to be very, very busy and you just don't have time to do all the little house chores that you have to do, and pretty soon in the corners you see
cobwebs.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you see one of these things, would you ever call them anything else?
Oh, spider web.
Mm-hmm. The things in the house you would call what?
Cobwebs.
Mm-hmm. And if you find the thing, say, in the barn or out in the woods somewhere, would you call that a cobweb also?
Oh, I imagine we call spider web.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now then, what is the lowest part of the tree called? That is, you have the limbs and then the trunk, and then what are these things underground?
Roots.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that again, please?
Roots.
Now, what is the name of the animal that lives in a shell and you only see his legs and his head sticking
out? Turtle.
Mm-hmm. A turtle lives in water, right?
Yes.
Now, what would you call the kind that lives only on dry land?
Well, I don't know. I guess we call them turtle, but there's another name for it.
But you don't usually use it.
No.
Okay. Now I have to have some trees here.